Wakey, wakey, sleepyhead. Today's your big day. So it's time to get up and out of bed. Or do you want to sleep to your first demon birth? This really is a proper behavior for a father to be. Oh, that woke you up pretty fast. It's good that even after months down here, I can still shock you with such mundane things. Obviously, you won't be a father. Well, you will be, but you won't have any fatherly duties. It's not like a lowly human butt slut like you could raise a rebellious demon properly. Also, overall parenting is done very differently down here. But that's something your pretty little brain doesn't have to worry about. Well, since today's your big day, I brought a surprise guest over. Someone we both will be spending a lot of time with. Well, I have been spending a lot of time with her my whole life. Sis, you can come on.
It is great to finally meet you. My lovely sister has told me so much about you. Normally we share everything, but she wanted to keep her good little butt slut to herself until he gives birth to his baby demon, that is. If you are as needy, loyal, and eager as she has told me, I can completely understand why she wanted to keep you as her exclusive hole for a while.
Oh yes, sister. He is very needy. Aren't you, little slut? I bet you can't wait for both of our cocks to invade your ass. Oh yes. My beloved sister has a thick demon cock for you too.
Whoa. When you said he was needy and willing, I didn't expect it to be to this level. And you said you didn't have to train him one bit?
Good slut. Keep on rubbing your face against my cock. When I found him, all his holes are already properly trained. As you can see, he just can't wait for his breakfast.
Seeing him nuzzle your cock, I wish you'd already given birth so I could claim his back door together with you. Rubbing our cocks together as we race towards orgasm and impregnate him again.
You heard that? My sister wants to breed you again. Right after you've given birth. For your first time. I think she should definitely give you a helping hand and accelerate the birth. Such a thing should be in your interest. The sooner the demon baby is pooped out, the sooner we can double penetrate your tight boy pussy and turn you into a drooling, whimpering slut once again.
Oh yes. We will breed you over and over again, making you give birth to a whole legion of fresh lust demons. Now stop nuzzling and moaning like a slut. My sister is hard and your throat is empty.
It's so good. You're such a good slut for me. And soon, for us. You really are a rare commodity. If I were to tell the others of how willing you are, they'd probably try and steal you away from me. Normally, humans are just so defiant and have to be trained for months until they're obedient and loyal.
God, look at that. Taking your huge demon cock in just one go. Now be a good slut and push that ass up in the air so I can play with your boy pussy. And maybe help that demon growing inside you to come out.
Oh, sis, You will love his butt. It's so loose, but still grips you with surprising strength. Just bit on it, and press your whole hand against it.
Now let's... Whoa. You really are a butt slut, you little cutie.
See? I told you. He's perfect.
All right. Let's see if I can reach your baby and drag it out of your tight little butt. Sis, look at this. I'm already up to my damn elbow. Nearly up to my shoulder. It's definitely great that our cum changes humans over time. I really think we should get bigger cocks soon.
Oh, yeah. I love those truly outrageous ones. Though I do believe his mouth and throat need a decent amount of feedings to be as resilient and stretchy as his boy pussy. So, are you able to drag the little one out? Or do you want to make a cute slut push his first baby out of his butt alone without any substantial help?
It's a real slippery one. I doubt I can drag it out.
Oh, I know. It's a bit uncomfortable to have my sister's whole hand up your ass. But just keep sucking. And don't pay any attention besides. Maybe, you know, pushing. Put some effort into it. After all, you want to be bred right after by both of us. Isn't that right, slut?
Oh, got it. Come on, come on. Nearly there. Shit. Nearly had it out. Now be a good anal slut and try to poop it out. Your hole is definitely slippery enough that you just have to push.
Poop it out. It's been a while since you had to poop, and I've been fucking you, silly. So I hope you remember how it all worked.
Oh, I think he does remember. Look at that. He can slurp on cock and still be aware enough to give birth. Yes, sweetie. Push. Your ass is so loose, I'm shocked it hasn't plopped out right away.
It is his first time, but I'm sure after a few more, he'll simply slide out of his loose boy cunt.
You hear that? We'll continuously breed your slut hole. But that's something you desperately want, isn't it? Now come on and give it a proper push. It's already crowning.
If you push it out right now, I'll fill your tummy with my cum as reward.
Good slut! Finally expelled it. Now let's send this little thing deeper into the abyss.
Get my cock out of your throat. It's time for me and my sister to give your boy pussy a proper stretching. Anyways, how does it feel to have a flat tummy once again? Well, don't worry. Soon, it will be swollen again. But this time, we're twins. Now, be a good slut, sit down on my cock, and make your empty butthole gobble it up like it's starving. Good slut.
Now that my hands are free again, let's see if I can't stretch that dirty hole of yours a bit further open and shove my cock in, too. Now be a good little slut for us and relax your shitter. Oh, just a little bit more. And... oh, I'm in.
Now that is tight. You're being such a good slut for us, sweetie.
It's been a long time since we rubbed our sisterly cocks together in the same hole. Such a wicked feeling to have your cock press against mine and feel it throb. Oh, come on, hurry up. Start thrusting properly.
Easy for you to say. You haven't spent the last few minutes sheathed inside his tight throat.
Come on, sis, don't be such a spoil sport. I know we'll both be coming way too soon with this extra stimulation our cocks provide each other. There's no shame in being a quick shot.
This is more like what you want. Wise sister of mine.
God, yes. Keep thrusting this hard. Feeling your cock rubbing against mine is just the fucking best.
Seems like our cutie here enjoys our cocks just as much as we enjoy using this form. Your fuck silly face is definitely the best. You always drool so much and just look like your brain gave up and started sending out random signals.
His brain probably overloaded when he imagined being filled with both our loads and then carrying twins. His belly will be so damn big at the end.
You little slut. You love the idea of always being pregnant, huh? Carrying a new demon inside your tummy every few months and only getting fed with semen. Come on, little sis. I'll choke him a bit with my tail. And you can wrap yours around his tummy. I think our cutie pie here deserves a sisterly hand job. Or have we take him together?
He loves it. Such a needy boy needs to be taken care of properly. Although I do hope he hasn't passed out yet, or this hand job would be useless. You awake? Such slappable cheeks.
I don't think it got through to him. Even he is passed out. I want to share his cum with you after we finish breeding him. And I know for a fact that he'll still come even when he's a drooling, unresponsive mess on the ground.
His cock is definitely drooling a lot of pre-cum. I hope you're collecting it all with your hand.
Yes, I am. And if he keeps leaking more at this rate, my hand will overflow.
Alright. come on, sis. Finally empty your load inside him. I know you're close. Shoot that load into his tummy and breed him for the second time. I'm sure that'll make him shoot his semen out.
You better be right behind me. All this twin thing won't work.
I am. I just need to feel your pulsing cock with mine to push me over the edge. Make me feel like cum shoot out of your demon meat. Make me feel that sisterly seed fill his tummy up.
That did it. Oh, yes.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Coming cock feels so good. Oh, I can't hold on anymore. He really is just as perfect as you told me.
Oh, yeah. He's a perfect, cute little butt slut. Even if he always passes out after a proper fucking. But look at how much he came in my hand.
Sharing is caring, sis. Let me have it all and we can swap it between us while we make out some more.
All right. But you better not swallow any. The best meal after a good fucking. Am I right? Or am I right?
Yeah. I definitely want to keep this little cutie just for us and keep breeding him. He's one of the few who genuinely enjoys it and doesn't turn into an emotionless husk after being broken in. Ugh.
I know, sis. But that also means we would have to share him with other demons sooner or later.
Yeah. But we can breed him a few more times before we really have to tell the higher-ups.
Enough of that. Let's just enjoy this bliss a little longer.
Mm-hmm.